All right. So, question number one of the Chazara Shilas. My shita sarif hamechudeshes beinyan haomer tein shtar shifres el avdi ledas chachamim. My hiksha alav harosh uma kasev adivrei emes mivir das harif. So the Rif brings an interesting shita. The Rif says that chachamim in the Mishnah hold that shichur is a zchus. So the other is not allowed to be chozer bo after saying tein shtar shichur zel avdi. However, even though the adam doesn't have a zchus chazara, the Rif says that the eved is not mishuchar until the shtar gets into his hands. Okay, so even though as soon as the adam says tein shtar shichur zel avdi, he loses his zchus chazara, the eved only is mishuchar once the shtar gets into his own hands. So we call this the split, right? There's a split between the zchus chazara and the chalos hashichur. So comes the Rosh and asks, this can't be. How b'ha talia? Right? The two are dependent on each other. We say, zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav, and zachiyas mitam shlichas. So Anan Sa'adi, that the Eved wants the middleman to be a shaliach to accept the shichur. Right? So shouldn't the shichur be chal as soon as the middleman gets the shtar shichur? So how could the Rif be mechalik between the two? So came the Sefer Divrei Emes and answered, the Rif might not hold that Zechiah is mitam shlichus, right? He might hold that Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus, and therefore, even if the middleman is zoche in the shtar shichur, he's not able to be his shaliah to accomplish a nesina. And as Oktos has that you need a nesina for the get, and therefore you also need a nesina for a shtar shichur. And therefore, if the middleman is not a shaliach of the eved, then when he gets the get, the shtar shichur, it doesn't count as a nesina, and therefore he's not meshuchar. Question number two: Nechlukor Rishonim im zechiyah mitam shichur zolo, pin shloshin nafkamina bezet. Right. So the Rishonim have this machlokas, the three nafkamina. The first nafkamina is what we just said, right? Zechiyah shtar shichur. The Rif holds that the zechiyah is lav mitam shichus, and therefore, when the middleman is zocha in the shtar shichur, he is zocha in the zchus chazara, meaning that the adon cannot be chozer anymore, but he isn't zocha in the shichur itself, since the adon saying tein shtar shichur zel avdi is not an esina liyado of the eved, or it's not even an esina liyad hashaliach of the eved. The Rush, on the other hand, holds that zechiyah is mitam shlichus, and therefore, once the middleman gets the shtar shichur, he's like the shaliach of the eved, so the shichur is chal, in addition to the other not being able to be chozer bo. So fine. Nafkamina number two is kata. Right? If zechiyah is mitam shlichus, then we wouldn't be able to say zachin la'ad shalom b'fano for a katan, because a katan is a lav bar shlichus. And we talk to see this. Tosis Ksubis says that since zechiyah is mitam shlichus, the gerus of a katan is only midirabanan, because in order to be megayer the katan, we as the bezdin have to be zachin for him on his behalf in the gerus. But if you can't do that because the katan, right? If we're saying zachin is mitam shlichus and the katan cannot appoint a shaliach, then the gerus can only get to the level of being derabanan. It would not be deraisa. So we just said that the Rashba and the Ran seem to agree that this is an afkamina, and the Rashba would say that the gerus should work because he holds that zechiyah is lav mitam shlichus. And this is a side note. I don't know if this is necessary for the question itself, but Rabbi Akiva Eger said that this is actually not a good nafkamina, because the issue of a katan and shlichus is that the maisa katan eino klum, so he can't do the maisa of appointing the shaliach. But in zachin, we're not using the maisa of the katan to appoint the shaliach. It's an implicit minui shlichus, so maybe the zachiyah is mitam shlichus, but it would still work for a katan. That's fine. It's a side point. Nafkamina number three is zachin me adam. Can you be zocha for someone by taking away from them? So the Ktzos quotes a Trumas Hadeshen, who says that a Jewish maid can take challah for the Balas Habayis because of zachin, right? And we said she'd want to do this because it's more ideal to take challah at this point than later when the Balas Habayis gets back on her own. But the Ktzos says he doesn't think that the other Rishonim would say this way. The other Rishonim would say that she, this maid, cannot take challah for the Balas HaBayis. Why? The Gemara in Nedarim says that a person can take truma from his own fruit for his friend. But the Rashba says that this works because it's shelo for shel chaver, meaning he's taking away from himself for his other friend to benefit. But you can't take challah from your friend's isa, from your friend's dough, in order to, even if it's to benefit them. So based on this machlokas, it seems that Trumas Hadeshin holds that we say zachin me'adam would work, because he says that zachi is mitam shlichos. So now when the maid comes to take the challah, she's a shaliach of the balas habayis, and she can do. She has all the koach of that balas habayis to take challah. But if Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus, like the Rashba, Zechiah is lav mitam shlichus, so now you're not the shaliach of this person. So when you go to take the challah, you're just taking away from this other person. So what gives you the right to take away from the other person, even if it's for her zechus? So that's the third nafkamina we had. Question 3. Ladasa chachamim. Im Amar Tein Shtar Shechus El Avdi Eino Yachol Achzav Amishim Deshichar Eved Huzchus Mahek Shu'al Zeb Yerushalmi Matirtu Ketzah Pir Shu'at Tosus Arash V'atara Zgitin Es Diver Yerushalmi U'be'er B'ma Nechuk. So the Yerushalmi asks on this idea of not being able to be Chozer Bo. He says, is it always a Chov for the Isha to be divorced? And similarly, is it always a Zchus for the Eved to be freed? What if the case is that she's married to a Mukaz Shchin, right? He has certain mum, a certain blemish that makes him undesirable to her. Or the Eved is an Avdoshel Ktsin, right? His master is a Ktsin, is a prince, is a wealthy man, so he has a good life living by him. So the Yishami says, isn't that a case where it's flipped? It would be a zchus for the Ish to be divorced and a Cho for the Eved to go free. But we said no. The Yishami says no. Why? Because you could be Mocher the Eved Shalomi Daito, but the Isha cannot be Megureshes Al Yedei Acher without her knowledge. So that's the answer to the Yerushalmi. So what does that mean? The Tosfos Arash explains that what the Yerushalmi is saying is that in order to say Zachin, we must evaluate all the elements of Zchus and all the elements of Chol. So by the Eved, since he could be sold to another Adon, and he would still be an Eved, he would not have the Zchus of Shichur, but he would still have the Chova of being an Eved, and he would not... And he would no longer have the zchus of being avdo shel ktin, so then he's best off being freed. And by isha, we have an umdana of tav lemesav tandu, right? A woman would rather be married than not married. So therefore, the Yerushalmi is telling us to evaluate and decide if there's more of a chov or more of a zchus. And by, even in the case of avdo shel ktin or mukas shchin, it's still going to be more of a zchus for an eved to be freed and more of a chov for an isha to be divorced. Teres Gittin says differently. Teres Gittin holds that zachin can only be said if it's only a zchus. There's no chov tzdadi at all. So the answer to the Yerushalmi is that since the adon can make the eved lose his status of avdo shel ktin by selling him instead of by doing shechur, that chov is cancelled out. And therefore, there's only a tzad zchus in the shechur. However, by Gerushin, since the only way that she has the Chov of Hefzen Mizonos is through Gerushin, that remains relevant, and it doesn't matter that there's also a Tzad Zchus, that she's getting rid of her Mukas Shchin, of her husband who's a Mukas Shchin, there's still an element of Chov, and therefore it will always be called Chavin La'adam. So we would say, Ein Chavin La'adam El Bufana. So the machlokas between Tosfos Arash and Teres Gittin, right, the way we said it is that Tosfos Arash says that we evaluate the elements of Zchus and the elements of Chov, and we take whichever one is more weighty, whichever one wins out. Teres Gittin says, no, yeah, it has to be completely an element of, it has to be completely Zchus in order to say Zachin. And therefore, they disagree about Chavin La'adam, Ein Chavin La'adam El Bifano. Right? The Teres Gittin says we can't affect a Chov for someone without their consent. So if there's any Chov, we're not going to go forward with it. Whereas the Rosh says, no, even if there's a little bit of Chov, if we evaluate that the person would want this chov in order to achieve the higher level zchus, then we'll call it zachin adam shalom fana. Number 4. Kaimelan da hatofis leval chov kana im eno chav la'acherin. V'tzarech iyan da amai ein halova yachol liton lav bal dvarim didiyat. Matir tells the Arif, Rabosav shel Aritva v'harash, ube'er lama lo tire tarif kemo harash. So, right, why can't the lo v'say lav bal dvarim didiyat, why is the tofes able to be kona for the bal chov? So the Rif says, we only say atofes bal chov kana if it's a makom pseida. Right, if it's a case where the lova is an ani, or he's a goses, or he's losing all of his money, so we're concerned that he won't be able to pay back the malve. Therefore, there's a takana derabanan that he can be tofe, that the tofes is allowed to be tofes for the malve. If, on the other hand, the lova has money, then he could say la bal dvarim didiat to the tofes. The Rabosav shel Aritva says, we only say atofes the bal chov kana if the tofes was appointed as a shaliach, explicitly. Excuse me. If he's a shaliach, then we'll apply shlucho shel adam kemoso. So since the malva could be tofes for himself, the shaliach could be tofes for him as well. But if he wasn't appointed a shaliach, says the Rabosav shel Aritva, then the lova could say lav bal dvarim didiat. Lastly, the Rosh says Tofes the Baal Chov is Kone Midina, right? So it's not that we're making a Okimta, it only applies in certain cases. No, the din is that it's Kone. Rabbi Yochanan's Lashon makes it sound like a din, that it works if it's not Chav L'Achirim, and it doesn't work if it is Chav L'Achirim. So why can't the Lova say Lav Baal Dvarim Didiat? Because the Tofes is Tofes Mishalo, right? He is Tofes, which will be Kone to the other guy through Zachin, to the Malveh through Zachin. We'll say that Zachi is Mitam Shlichus, and therefore any Tofes of the Baal Chov will be Kemoso Mamish of the Baal Chov, and the Lova can't say Lav Baal Dvarim Didiat, right? Just to clarify, the Rosh is saying that he can be Tofes, the Tofes can be the Tofes, which will cause a Zachos, it will be a Zachiah for the Malveh. Zachia is mitam shlichus, shlucho shel adam kemoso mamish, and therefore he can be kone on behalf of the malve. So there were a lot of assumptions there, which answers the last part of the question. Why wouldn't the Rif say like the Rosh? He could say one of the two things. First, he could disagree and say that Zachia is la mitam shlichus. That gets rid of everything. Or he could say, no, Zachia is mitam shlichus, but he could have a different approach to shlucho shel adam kemoso. He could say shlucho shel adam kemoso is not mamish, and therefore, the mice of the shaliach is not going to relate back to the mishaliach. It's not considered the mice of the mishaliach. And if that's the case, then the lova nitvas can still say lav bal dvarim didiat. You're trying to do a mice, but you aren't one of the people who has the power to do that mice. So that's how the Rif would disagree with the Rosh. Question 5: Mahi shitas Rashi hamechudeshes behad hatofis lebal chov v'makom shechav la'achirim lo kana. Ma hikshu alav atosos mishitasam v'geda din zechia. Mahaya nira letaritz kedei liyashiv shitas Rashi lama iyashar letaritz kein ketzad virak tosachoshin bedaz Rashi. So Rashi Bava Metzia brings a chiddush. He says that if the malva explicitly appoints the tofes as a shaliach, then the tfisa will be kone even in the case of chav l'achirim. This is a chiddush because we had thought that there was a chilek, a pretty straight up chilek, that if it's b'makom shelo chav l'achirim, there's no other malva, then the tofes will be able to be tofes, it will be kone. But if it's chav l'achirim, then he won't be able to. But he comes Rashi and says, no, that's only if he didn't appoint him a shaliach. But if he appointed a shaliach, even if it's chav l'achirim, it will be kana. So Tosas ask, Zachi is mitam shlichas. So even if the malved didn't appoint the tofes to be a shaliach, if the tofes can be kona with a minui shlichas, then he should be kona without a minui shlichas. Right? Why is Rashi trying to make this chilek between appointing the shaliach and not? The whole way it was working was through Zechiah, and Zechiah is mitam shlichus, so either he's a shaliach implicitly or he's a shaliach explicitly. So why is Rashi mechalek? So we might have answered that Rashi disagrees. He says that Zechiah is la mitam shlichus, right? And therefore, when it's not appointed a shaliach, it's working through Zechiah, but that won't work if it's chav l'achirim. But if he's appointed a shaliach explicitly, then it's working through shlichus, and he's able to collect. We could have said that, except Rashi on Tesamid Beis says that Anan Saadi Denichale Denehave Hai Shlucho Glehachi, right? He says that Zechiah works through Shlichus, so it's clear that Rashi holds that Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus, so you can't say that he disagrees on that point. So now, how does the Ktos explain Rashi? So the Ktos says that Rashi Taka holds Zechiyah is mitam shlichus, but he understands Zechiyah mitam shlichus differently than how Tosus do. It's not that Zechiyah is mitam shlichus because of an anan sahadi that he appointed the shaliach, or that he would have appointed the shaliach. Instead, it's based on Xeris HaKasov. But in the case of Chav La'achirim, the Torah is not going to make the Xeris HaKasov that the Tofes is a shaliach, because he's causing a zechus for one person, but he's causing a chov for the klal. So it's not going to be called Zachin La'adam Shalom B'fanav in that case, according to Rashi's view. And if that's the case, Rashi will say, right, that we need an explicit minui shlichus for the Tofes. Right, because Zechiyah is mitam shlichus. Right, Zechiyah is mitam shlichus is only going to kick in if there's no tzad chov for the klal. But if the malva goes along and appoints the guy, the tofes, as a shaliach, so that's going to be a bona fide shlichus. That's going to work just fine. Right? What would Tosu say? Tosu would say that if Zechiyah is mitam, right, Zechiyah is mitam shlichus because of an anan sahadi that the zocha would want it, then that would kick in as long as it's a zechus for him individually, regardless of what the klal wants, regardless of whether it's chav la'achirin. So I just added in here that we had to say that Rashi on Tesef Beis uses the lashon of anan sahadi, which makes this a little bit hard to say within what the Ketos wants to say. We explained that he could mean that anan sahadi, that this is a zechus for him, and therefore the Torah's gzeres hakasav will kick in, as opposed to the Tosus say that anan sahadi, that he would have appointed the shaliach. So that's just a side point there. And the last question for today will be question 6. Ma hikshu atosus al Rashi miha diyemar bar chashu? Ketzad efshe letchos raya shalayim tein gimel drachim. So I think this kash is actually Tosus' first kasha, but now that we address the kasha of Misvara, so Tosus bring a kasha, it's a stira from the Gemara Ksubis Pei Dalet Amud Beis Pei Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara there in Ksubis brings the case of Yemar Bar Chashu, who was a Baal Chov of someone. Then the Loveh died and left behind a boat. So Yemar told his Shaliach to be Tofes the boat as a Piraon. But Rabbi Yochanan said that Tfisa was not Koneh, because it was a case of Chav La'achirim. There were other Baal Chov in the case. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, this Gemara is a case where there was an explicit Minui Shlichus, and we still said Atov is a Baal Chov b'makom shechav la'achirim lo kana. So how could Rashi come and say that if there's an explicit minui shlichus, it's going to work even b'makom shechav la'achirim? The Gemara says not that way. So we brought three potential answers. The first was the Maharsha. The Maharsha says that Rashi's chiddush is only in the case of a mitzia. Right? Rashi's talking in Bava Mitzia. So one of the cases is where someone goes to pick up the mitzia, even though other people could have equally picked it up, it still goes back to the other people. So the Gemara, Rashi on that Gemara says his chiddush that you could be kona even if it's b'makom shechav la'achirim. And so the Maharsha says maybe it's dafka in that case, dafka in the case of a mitzia, because we could say migo dezachi lenafshe zachi nami lechavrei. Since this guy picking it up could pick it up for himself, so we'll say he could just as easily pick it up for his friend. He said it's not so pashut to say this because Rashi is talking about Atofes Baal Chov b'makom shechav la'achirim lo kana. He's not specifically talking about mitzia, so it sounds like he would say that it's about all cases of tefisa. But we could say that maybe within I overheard Rabbi discussing this with Mason, that maybe within Shitas Rashi, not Rashi himself, but within Shitas Rashi, since he's talking in Bava Mitzia, so then maybe it would work dafka in mitzia. That's answer number one to this stira. Answer number two is the Shach. The Shach says that Rashi wrote that the case was about appointing a shaliach, but really Rashi meant that it was where the malva hired the tofes, and in order to be tofes, and in that case, the tefisa would be kona, because we say yad poel ki yad balabais, meaning the deficiency of chav la'achirim doesn't apply if the person was hired, because his yad is like the yad of the Baal HaBayis. He has a specific way to be miyachid his maisa for the malve that he's working for. Right? If it were a regular shlichus, the tofes wouldn't be able to be miyachid his maisa to the malve that he's trying to collect for, and then we'd be like, wait, you can't do this because you're chav la'achirim. You're messing it up for the other malves. But if he's hired, then he can do it, because he's saying he's doing actions on behalf and basically as an extension of the Baal HaBayis. That's answer number two. Answer number three is that of the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis. He says that the Shaliach in Yemar's case was not actually a Shaliach for this Tfisa, for this action specifically. The reason the Gemara, the Braisa, calls him a Shaliach of Yemar is because he often served as Yemar's Shaliach for various things. But in this case, it was not an explicit Minu Ishlichus. So if that's the case, then Rashi's sitting pretty, right? Rashi still has the room to say that if the Shaliach was explicitly appointed, then he would be able to be Tofes. In that case, in Ksubis, was not a case of an explicit Minu Ishlichus, so it's not a Raya against him. All right, Adkan, Yeshikai.